Good morning, Cornerstone Missionary Baptist Church. I'm a little bit outside of my time frame of when I normally preach, so I hope I can stay on topic here and not say good afternoon and keep saying good morning until this afternoon happens. This morning we're going to look at Matthew chapter number 4, verses 1 through 11. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. We're going to read these verses and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll get into this sermon. Matthew chapter number 4, verse 1 through 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up to the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And again the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devils leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this another wonderful opportunity, blessed opportunity, where we can freely open your word and read and study and glean from your words a greater understanding of who you are and the love you have for us. And that you give eternal life. And I pray, Lord, that if any of them, the sound of my voice, hears your word, that they are convicted, that your Spirit will convict them of their need, if it be for salvation, that they become saved before it's everlasting late, too late. Or if it's just to have a closer walk, Lord, that you just open their eyes more and show them that walking close to you is a better light that lights our way, that gives us a better understanding of how we should live in this present world. We ask, Lord, that you open up my mouth that I might speak the words boldly, plainly, and understandably. The words that are your words, and they are the words of eternal life. We ask that you be with those prayer requests that were mentioned earlier. You know the needs and the hearts and desires of each and every one. We pray, Lord, that you be with the Baker family. We pray, Lord, that you be with the Howells as they are gone. We pray, Lord, for each individual member of this church that are not here, that you would just comfort them, strengthen them, and help them, and help all those that we are in our prayer requests to make those moves that you know that is within your will. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This morning I've titled the sermon, "Jesus is God." When we look at Luke chapter 1 and verse 31, it reads, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus," Jesus the God. "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end." Now I have some descriptions of Jesus that I have found throughout the Scripture, and I would like to give you some of these to know just who Jesus is. But I think we take for granted the understanding and how great a man, a God we serve, Jesus Christ. In one of the descriptions in Revelation chapter 1, we see that he is and was who is to come, he is the Almighty One. We see in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 13 that he is the Alpha, the Omega, he is the beginning, He's the end, the first, the last. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, we see that if any man sin, we have an advocate. Jesus is the advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, we read here that it says that we are looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We see in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 that He has all authority. In this authority, He says, all power, authority is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. And Jesus declared in John 6 chapter 35 that He is the bread of life. He that cometh to Me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on Me shall never thirst. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, a low voice from heaven saying, God said, this is My beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He is the chief cornerstone, as it reads in Psalms 118 verse 22. The stone which the builder refused has become the head of the stone of the corner. Jesus is our deliverer. And we see in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 10, God raised Him from the dead. And even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. We see that He is faithful and true in Revelations 19 and 11. I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and He that sat upon him was called faithful and true. He is the good shepherd, as John 10 verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth life for the sheep. And we see that He is also the great high priest. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, we have a high priest, a great high priest, and that is passed into the heavens. And it says, this is Jesus, the Son of God. We see that He is the head of the church. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. And says, and God hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things of the church. We see that He is the Holy Child. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 29, it says, grant unto Thy servants that with all boldness they may speak Thy word by stretching forth Thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. In John chapter 8 and verse number 58, we see that He is the great I Am. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. We see in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel. We see that He is the unspeakable gift in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 42, it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Jesus Christ is our judge. And He is also the King of kings, as we see in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the Lamb of God in John chapter 1 and verse 29. It says, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He is the light of the world in John chapter 8 and verse 12. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We read Revelation 5:5, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. We see that He is Lord of all in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, Jesus, and given Him, Jesus, a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. We see He is the mediator. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 says, there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. We see in John chapter 1 and verse 41 that He is the Messiah. Here it says, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. He is the mighty one, as Isaiah 60 and verse 16 says, thou shalt know that I am the Lord and thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. He is the one who sets free, as we read in John chapter 8 and verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. There's so much, and I'm going to keep going, but there's so much that I can't even get it all out because my throat is just so dry. But isn't it great to hear all the wonderful things of Jesus Christ? He is our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1 says, Paul said that Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Jesus Christ is peace. In fact, in Ephesians 2 and verse 15, it says He is the maker of peace. He is a redeemer. Job chapter 19 and verse 25. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth and that He shall stand in the latter days upon the earth. He is the risen Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which also I have received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He is the rock. 1 Corinthians 10:4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Jesus Christ. Jesus, the propitiation. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10 says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And He is our Savior. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He is the Son of Man. Jesus said in Luke 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He is the Son of the Highest. Luke chapter 1 and verse 32, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto Him the house of the throne of His father David. We see that He is the supreme Creator over all. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16 says, for by Him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11 and verse 25, Jesus said unto her, talking to Martha, He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, he yet shall he live. He is also known as the door. John chapter 10 and verse 9 says, I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We see that He is also known as the way. Jesus answered in John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, talking to Thomas, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. He is the Word. John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is Jesus Christ. He is also the true vine. John 15 and 1 says, I am the true vine, and My Father is the husbandman. He is the truth. John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth. The truth is Jesus. And the Jesus, the truth, shall make you free. He is an overcomer. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with Me in My throne, even as I also am overcame, and I am set down with the Father in His throne. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, in the Old Testament, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now that we know just a little bit more about Jesus and what the Word of God says who Jesus really is, we see this Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 1 was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. There is absolutely no way that a Savior, the man that I just described, can be tempted by Satan. But he was led up in the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted. In John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus told his disciples, Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, to finish his work. I'm not doing the will of Satan. I'm doing the will of my God. That's why I'm here." There's no possible way that Satan can tempt him in a way that he would follow Satan. Jesus, our Savior, could not be tempted because he was God. But man is not God. And man could be tempted. We see in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 that God created us in the image of Him. In the image of God created He Him. Male and female created He them. But He did not create gods. In the beginning, God created man. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4, the serpent, the same devil that came to Jesus to tempt Jesus, came to Eve and he said, "Unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." Well, our Savior said, if you eat of this fruit, you're going to die. But he tempted her. He lured her. He deceived her. He seduced her. And Satan said, "For God doth know in the day that ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Jesus was led up in the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He could not be tempted, but man could. And then it says, to add to this temptation, when he had fasted 40 days after he had let up, 40 days and 40 nights, he was after the word of hunger. When people say, "Well, that fasted, that doesn't mean anything." Well, in Luke 4 and 2, it gets more explicit, explains more. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, in those days he did eat nothing. He ate nothing. He was so focused and so driven by his Father, food was not important. He did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungered. The body of Christ was hungered, but his spiritual, his God being, desired the words of God way more than the flesh nature of the body that he was designed in. Born of a virgin. The tempter came. You know what the tempter is? The tempter is somebody who is an enticing, allure, sometimes regarded often as unwise, wrong, or immoral, to attract, appealing to, strong to, invite, render strongly. Remember those times in life when you look back and somebody enticed you and you did it? And then you look back, "Why did I do that?" No, you were enticed. When the tempter came, before we were saved, our desire was our temptations. Our temptations was our desire. We wanted to do those things. Well, James chapter 1 and verse 13 says, "Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man," not God, God is not tempted, "but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." Satan could not tempt Jesus, but Satan could tempt us. 1 John 2 and 15 says, "Love not the world." Jesus told Satan some things about the world. Here it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Jesus didn't love the world. Jesus had the love of the Father in him. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Jesus was not made of the world. Jesus was made of God. Jesus was the mediator. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The tempter came to him and said, "If thou be the Son of God," we know through Scripture that Jesus is the Son of God. Here's a lot of things that describe what Jesus is. He is greater than all. The tempter came and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." We are to do what 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your heart." Jesus has God in his heart that desires the wills of God in his heart. And be ready always to give an answer. The reason we fall to sin is because we don't have that love of God in our hearts overriding our sinful flesh. Jesus did not have the sinful flesh to be overridden. We are to always ready to be given answer to every man that asketh you the reason of that hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, Satan came, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said in verse 4, it is written. It is written. It is written where? In the Word of God. All Scripture given by inspiration of God. All the prophets of the Word of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, in righteousness. All the Word of God. Scripture, every word of God. Jesus said you're to hang on every word of God. You're to adhere to every word of God. Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. We have hope through the Word of God. Jesus answered, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We know from Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick, it's alive, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Verse 5 in our text, Matthew chapter number 4. Then the devil couldn't tempt him there. He taketh him up to a holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. And said, if thou be the Son of God... Well, you know what? Satan knew he was the Son of God. Satan knew who he was. If thou be the Son of God... cast thyself down. For it is written... Yeah, it's written. Satan's using the Word of God. It is written. It is written. He shall give his angels charge over concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. It is written. In fact, Jesus could have called 10,000 angels to not have him endure the cross. He could, you one angel, this wasn't in my sermon, but it popped in my mind, one angel of the Lord in the Old Testament took out 180,000 men of Sennacherib's army in the Old Testament in one night. One angel. He could have called 10,000 angels. It is written that angels will take charge over thee and they will take care of thee. It is written. Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and in Him alone thou shalt serve. When we read Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, a letter written by Moses to the children of Israel, you and I need to adhere to the same thing. Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. In verse 8 of our text, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, this Jesus who I've described to you, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. We read in Revelation chapter 3 and 21 that He is the overcomer. Do you know that when Jesus Christ lives, this overcomer lives in the saved child of God, you can also be an overcomer? Did you know that if the world tempts you, entices you, and leads you, you can overcome because Jesus is in you? You know, if you're a lost man, you cannot do that. You know, you are tempted and drawn away of your own lust when you are a lost man because you are not a God. Our God cannot be tempted, but we can. Saved children of God can be tempted if they're not following God. They can be drawn away because they're not following God. We read in Sunday school this morning, there are people that are building upon the foundation, wood, hay, precious stone, stubble. Well, it's going to melt with the fervent heat. But when we build upon God, the overcomer, the Almighty, the everlasting, the great I Am, we will never, ever, first of all, lose our salvation, which can't happen. But you'll always have a closer walk as Jesus did. I can take the world which you're giving to me, but I'd rather have a closer walk with my Lord. You and I can overcome this world if we simply put our faith and our trust in Jesus. The world's not going to like you. The world's going to hate you. We don't have a need to have a hatred and a disgust for this, for these people. We need to love them because they need Jesus too. Let them hate you. Don't get mad at them. You're not going to win them by being angry at them. But you're going to win them by the love of God, by the love of Jesus that indwells you. Without Jesus, you can't love them. Without God, you cannot love them. Without Jesus and God, it is impossible to serve God and Jesus. Jesus is God. He can't be tempted. Jesus dwells within you if you accept in Him, and you can be the overcomer that Jesus is through Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Let's let Jesus be the Lord of our life. Let's stand and have one verse of invitation. Nowhere near as long as Brother Hal, but that's okay. Let's stand and have one verse of invitation, or two. He normally has two. Let's have two verses. What is our number?
383.